when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, New Hampshire. And this is the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord. This radio broadcast is sponsored by the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. And we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We greet each and every one of you. Again, my friends, we thank you for tuning in today. We have a guest with us today, and we had him also last week, Brother Rick DeRosha from the Deliverance Bible Institute in Portland, Maine. We thank God for him coming to be with us today, and we're going to be talking on a subject today that we've been speaking on in our discussions for the last couple weeks on the doctrine of grace. And also today we're going to add in doctrines about the law of God and the commandments of God. And this, I believe, will be of interest to many of you out there, because in the day and the time that we're living, we have many Bible teachers and scholars and pastors. And one of the big messages that are going out today is the doctrines on the grace of God. There's many gospel preachers preaching on the grace of God. And we are so glad for God's grace. We know that it is the grace of God that saves us. We are saved by grace through faith, and that is not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. But we want to talk about how that the law of God, is it done away with? Is it something that many would say in the Bible that it was nailed to the cross? Colossians 2 and 14 talks about how he nailed it to the cross. And many today would say we're under a new covenant and that the law is done away with. But today we're going to be talking with Brother DeRosha about the law of God and the grace of God. Brother DeRosha, we thank you for once again being with us today, brother.
It's good to be here today with you, Pastor Davis, and to look again to the Word of God to answer these questions about law versus grace. And again, looking to the Scripture for our answers. Like Paul asked, what saith the Scripture?
We're so thankful for Brother Rick being with us today. If you're just tuning in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. And this is the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30. And we're going to be speaking today on the law of God and the grace of God. I want to read to you out of the Bible, my friends, today, out of the book of Acts. Paul the Apostle speaking to the elders in Ephesus. This is one of the last things that he had spoke to them, to the elders. He said in chapter 20 of the book of Acts, verse 24, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." And he goes on to say in verse 25, "And now, behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men." This is him speaking to the leadership, to the elders of Ephesus. He says in verse 27, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." He says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over that which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." He says, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn you every night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Brother DeRocher, the Bible talks about here how Paul said, I have not shunned to preach and teach day and night with tears, he said, to the elders in Ephesus and to the people and the flock of God. He says, I've preached to you the whole counsel of God. Today it seems that we're hearing many Bible teachers that are preaching a one-sided gospel, a gospel that has to do with just nothing but grace, grace, grace. And I'm so thankful for the grace of God, Brother DeRocher, that's brought us out of darkness and into the marvelous light. But today, many almost seem like they want to have nothing to do with the law of God, that we're under a new dispensation. I'd like to clarify in a discussion today, let's talk about the law of God. Has the law of God been done away with in this time of the dispensation of grace that we are under now?
You bring up the whole counsel of God, which is very key in interpreting Scripture. There are definite Scriptures that talk about law and grace. In putting those together and letting the Scripture interpret the Scripture. Romans 2 tells us, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. But the book of Romans also says, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. There's no contradiction in the Bible, but men's understanding of the word sometimes would lead him into error. And that's why we must look at all of Scripture, which is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Jesus Christ fulfilled the ceremonial law. And as you quoted from Colossians 2, the ordinances were nailed to the cross. Paul asked the question in Romans 3:31, do we then make void the law through faith? And he answers, God forbid, yea, we establish the law. Well, he obviously isn't talking about the ceremonial law. Then there's a difference between the moral law and the ceremonial law. Christ is the end of the law. Jesus fulfilled the law of ceremony and sacrifices. Yet we must understand that God has never done away with moral law. Was there moral law in the Garden of Eden? The law of conscience, written upon the tables of the heart. There's a difference between ceremonial law, the sacrifices. No longer do we need to sacrifice animals, but Jesus paid the price in full for our salvation. God only had one plan of salvation, which is and has always been salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. No man has ever been saved or will be by the blood of an animal. The Old Testament sacrifices were a shadow that looked forward by faith to the blood of Jesus. In the New Testament, we look back to the finished work upon the cross and are redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. The ceremonial law has been done away with, but the moral law is still in effect.
Many today, Brother DeRocher, and if you're just tuning in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I'm the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. We thank all of you that have tuned in. Our guest today, once again, is Brother Rick DeRocher from the Deliverance Institute in Portland, Maine, and we are discussing about the law of God and the grace of God. Now, we want to be very clear today, brothers and sisters, those of you that have tuned in. Many today are promoting a gospel that I would label it as a cheap grace gospel, because it's the grace of God that has been bestowed upon us that empowers us to live a life not under the law, but we have this law of God. It's in our hearts. It is something that we do willingly and we want to obey. We know that we're not under the law. Brother DeRosier, a question that I would have for you today, can you explain what is the difference between the moral law and the ceremonial law? And many, I believe, are confused because there is a lack of teachers today. And Paul warned of it, that there would be preachers and teachers in this last day hour that would deceive the masses. Many preach grace and it gets so one-sided that I think we need to properly give a well-balanced discussion and teaching to this generation that lack in their understanding of knowing the difference between the moral law and the ceremonial law, brother. Could you give us an explanation of that, please?
Well, God instituted the law he gave to Moses of the feast days, the sacrifices, the keeping of the commandments, the ordinances, which we call the Mosaic Law or Moses' Law. In Colossians tells us, as you already quoted in verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Verse 16, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or the holy days, the feast days, the new moons, many feasts that God instituted, which were a shadow of things to come. We don't keep feast anymore. We don't sacrifice animals anymore. Christ fulfilled the ceremonial law. Those were a shadow of things to come. But the moral law has never been done away with in Christ. And the difference is the ceremonial law, the keeping of the feasts, sacrificing of animals, and the institutions that God gave to Moses in the law. But law existed before God gave the Mosaic Law to Moses, and it still exists today. The ceremonial law was nailed to the cross. Christ fulfilled it. He became the supreme sacrifice for our sin. He became the sin bearer. He bore the sins of humanity. He shed his divine blood. We don't no longer have the Day of Atonement, which was part of the ceremonial law, and offer a lamb and sprinkle the blood upon the altar. Jesus Christ, once and for all, offered himself as our sacrifice. So he fulfilled the ceremonial law, which pointed to Christ. But nowhere in Scripture will you find that God has ever done away with morality.
I believe we live in a generation that lacks a true balanced understanding. And what I mean by balanced is a simple definition. I think that if someone serves you a plate of food and all they want to do is serve you dessert, which is a lot of the grace teachers want to do, they want to give you all the sweet, good promises and messages out of the Bible. And I think what we have is a generation of spiritual anorexic Christians that don't have a well-balanced diet of the Word of God. And my concern today is that the teachers are the ones that are responsible. And we know Jesus said in this last day hour, many teachers would come in and deceive the masses. Did Jesus come preaching the commandments? Did he come and many say, well, we're under grace and the law has nothing to do with our salvation anymore? And could you be very specific and clear about, did Jesus preach the commandments while he was here on this earth, Brother DeRosier?
Jesus preached the commandments. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And he went on to say, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That simply means if a man loves God with all of his heart, he'll have no desire to steal, to kill, to commit adultery, to commit fornication. The law of God is written on his heart. Jesus preached a tougher message than Moses' law.
Yes, in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 27 and 28, Jesus preached a more strict way. This law of grace, which almost seems contrary and not a good way to put it, but grace is actually a more strict way. Jesus told us in Matthew 5, 27 and 28, you have heard that it was said by them of old time that thou shalt not commit adultery. But Jesus went on to say in verse 28 of Matthew 5, but I say unto you that whosoever even looks upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And, you know, Paul even warns, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? I believe our conscience and those that are filled with the Spirit of God, there should be a conviction in their heart. And that is the Spirit of God showing them and keeping them in the way of obedience. And Brother DeRocher, wouldn't you say that grace is actually a more narrow way that God is requiring of us to live? And, you know, the Bible tells us in the book of Acts that there was once a time where God winked at the old sins and disobedience and men not obeying him. He says he winked at it. He turned away from it. But he says now he commandeth every man everywhere to repent. What would you say to the person that says, I can continue because I've got grace? And this is where many of the teachers of our day and hour are doing a great injustice in teaching the lack thereof, the teaching of not the whole counsel of God's word. Now you've got a generation that thinks that they can continue in sin, and we've got big buckets of grace that will continually just cover them no matter what. So the question that I would give you, Brother DeRocher, is that, is it a more strict way of living, the grace of God?
First John tells us, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He goes on to say, hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Not suggestions, commandments. Jesus said, if ye love me, do what? Keep my commandments.
That's where I think we are today, Brother DeRocher, is living in a generation that says they love God, but yet in their works they deny him. Would you have to say that this is a generation that almost mocks God and almost takes for granted this wonderful covenant of grace that we are under? And they almost have turned it, especially in this last day hour, in this generation that we are living in, this church age, has definitely, would you say, turned the grace of God into a license, into lasciviousness to sin. Would you say so, brother?
Well, the book of Jude warns us this would be the case in the last days. There'd be certain men that would creep in unawares and turning God's grace into a license to sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The scripture tells us that Jesus Christ is our propitiation. That's a big word that simply means he's our mercy seat. He satisfied the law of God by his death upon the cross. God set him forth to be our propitiation through faith in his blood for the remission of sins that are past. Not future sins, but past sins that are confessed, that are repented of, and not continuing to willfully sin.
We've got, Brother DeRocher, and those of you that are tuning in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church, bringing to you the Walking in the Light broadcast today. This is a discussion on the law of God and the grace of God. We have Brother Rick DeRocher from the Portland Deliverance Bible Institute. Brother DeRocher, we have even local people that we've met in some of our big churches here in Manchester. I don't want to offend anybody and name the churches, but brother, I've met men that claim to be elders and working in the churches. They're cigarette sucking, they're sipping saints and drinking, and you know, it's almost a mockery. It's almost like spitting in the God's face. What would you say to these Christians that think they can continue to live in sin, they can continue to mock God? We know the Bible says God is not mocked. Isn't it sickening that we live in a day and hour where people would take the grace of God and act like they have a free ticket to continue to sin, and no matter what they do, they're saved and they're going to heaven? Wouldn't you say we live in a definite generation that is deceived and knows not the word of God and understand it?
Most definitely. Today we live in a society, a church age, that is totally mocking God and turning God's grace into a license to sin. The question is, are there still consequences to sin? The wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're saved from our sin. We're not saved in our sin. That's the key difference.
So one of the last questions before we begin to close this broadcast would be, we are not under the law of Moses. We understand this. But Brother DeRocher, the question I would leave you with today was, are we without law under this new dispensation of the time of grace? Are we without law is a simple question that I would ask you today.
Go to the book of Romans chapter 8 verses 3 and 4 to answer that question. And again, we try to answer from the word, not our ideas or opinions, but the word of God. Romans 8, 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Now this is the key right here, that the righteousness of the law, the moral law, the righteousness of the law might be not done away with, but fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Grace gives us the ability to overcome sin. Go back to verse 2 of Romans 8. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The law, Moses' law, didn't give us the ability to overcome sin. What the law could not do, Jesus Christ has done, dying on the cross, paying the price for our salvation, in providing us salvation through his blood that he purchased, in changing our nature, writing his law upon our heart, that we have a desire to do the will and the work of God in our lives.
So grace empowers us to be able to obey and do the will of God. Amen. I thank Brother DeRocher for being with us today on the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. Brother DeRocher, we will have you definitely on again. And I know that you're going to be willing to answer any questions for those listeners that are listening today. We want to invite you to go to our website. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church. And you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. And you could either send us an email at theabidinglightchurch@yahoo.com. And you could go to our website and that would link you up with sending us an email for any questions, any comments, whether they be good or controversial or bad. It doesn't make any difference. We will only answer your questions according to the Word of God and not by our opinion, but everything will be done by the Word. Brother DeRocher, we thank you for being on the broadcast today. And until next time, would you just go ahead and say your last comments, brother.
Again, we want to make it perfectly clear that we're not doing away or frustrating the grace of God. We know we're saved by grace, but grace is the ability to stand. For by grace are ye saved, but therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we stand, having access by faith into the grace that we stand. And the scripture tells us that the moral law is to be fulfilled in us. We're no way teaching commandments of sacrifice and keeping of feasts, but yet the New Testament does not do away with the righteous law. And Paul addresses the subject in Romans 8, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Thank you, Brother DeRocher. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. We want to invite all of you that have tuned in today to please tune in every Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock to 3:30. We want to invite those of you that have listened today. Let us know how this broadcast has been a blessing to you. You can reach us at theabidinglightchurch@yahoo.com. Send us an email. Send us your comments or questions. We'll be even reading some of your questions over the air in the coming weeks ahead. If you have a question for Brother DeRocher or Pastor Davis, we'd be more than happy to bring those questions on the air, on a broadcast, and answer them for you according to the Word of God and the counsel of God's Word. We encourage you to write us at 417 Granite Street. That's the Abiding Light Church at 417 Granite Street. We're over here on the west side of Manchester. The church phone number is area code 603-641-2022. That is 603-641-2022. Or you can reach us on our church website at abidinglightchurch.com. And you can also send us your emails at abidinglightchurch@yahoo.com. Until next Saturday at 3 o'clock, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. Until next Saturday, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
That's why.